As varied as our topography and soils, as rich as our resources, so varied and rich are the voices and stories of the folks around us. Come neighbor a bit with me, Sam Stroop. Grab a cup of coffee, pull up a comfy chair, let's get to talking. Hey, I'm got together with Howard McMillan, who's the Western District Commissioner here in Howard County, and I want to catch up on what's going on. I find myself too busy during the day to get up there and talk to you guys, and tonight, for some reason, I quit at 6 o'clock, and I thought, now's the time to corner Howard and see what's going on.
So, you were lucky. Yeah, you're right. It's kind of slow. It's slow. I tell you, and we're not going to know anything until this water goes down. That's when we're going to find all ours. But we got a lot of roads underwater. A lot of roads.
So at this point, the flooding hasn't really changed your job at all.
Other than, you know, road being closed, you got to go around Sparta and do everything.
Have you run out of road closure signs?
We've got three.
Three left?
We had 37. Huh. And we had 25 stolen.
Good Lord.
That's the truth. That on that one road, what is it, 344? I think it's 344, we've lost 25. Do you remember where the double levees are down there?
Yeah.
Out there. It seemed like every time we put up one, they'd take it.
That's terrible.
So, and signs are not cheap. Them boots are high now.
Yeah. So, when the flooding started, you put up all these signs, and that's when the stealing started happening.
No, we've lost these down here.
Okay.
At that double, every time they come up, you know, they get them.
Wow.
I told Dylan, I said, I don't know who's driving them post across the fence. I mean, road, I don't know how. Otherwise, they just take them.
Yeah, that's
what they do with them, who knows?
Yeah, that's so crazy. Mm-mm. And it's all down around Boonesboro.
Petersburg, mm-hmm. Boonesboro, then you get over in the other bottom over there now, or you know, over on the other side, going east over there, and then we got some roads closed there and stuff.
Do you have any feeling, I can't remember the number, but the road goes right along the river south of Lisbon?
319? 317.
Yeah. What's going on those two roads?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Can't get there.
Yeah.
Can't get there. Well, see, it closed the rockery, too. We can't get rock down there either.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's, I don't know.
The river comes so close to the county road there.
You know where we had the government fixed it down there? That's the one that bothered me. I keep thinking, I don't know what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
It may just eat it plumb out there.
Yeah. And then we don't really know what kind of sand damages there is on or holes in roads or anything.
Nothing. You'll never know anything that water goes down.
But it could be up for a long time.
Well, it's going down.
Is it?
It's going down some now. But then they've been getting rain up north again, I think, too. And it'll come right back up probably.
Right.
I think it's going to be a long time.
How long do you think the flood of 93, the water was up? Was it a month and a half?
Well, you know, it kept doing this same trick this one did, up and down, up and down, and up and down. And then, on the 4th of July when it flooded, broke the levees and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Thinking that's what it was in 93. Because I worked for the light company then, and I knew we had a bunch of problems, so. Mm-hmm. But then, they talk about throwing, cut the water being cut off here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because that water was up higher. They said it wasn't as high as it was in 93. But to me, it seemed like it has been. I don't think so. Hmm. Maybe it ain't.
So it could happen that Glasgow could lose their water supply, but they haven't yet.
No, not anymore, because there's an electrical box way up on a pole.
Okay.
And that's what they sprayed. It was going to get up and go over that box and be shut the juice off to it. So.
Okay.
So that was their problem, I think, is what they was talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably with all the levees breaking, that's part of why the river's going down.
So. But there's only one I know still left. Wow. That's A-Hole.
Huh, yeah. Yeah, I saw a picture in the paper and it looked like A-Hole was still holding.
There's
a lot of water there, though.
Ooh, they got a lot of seep water there.
Yeah.
They got a lot of seep water there. Somebody said they figured 2,000 acres with seep water, and I thought, man, that's a lot of ground. But then you take, I'll tell you what, they had some pretty corn down there in Boonville. Yeah. They had corns up out like that.
Kircher's looked real good, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it was pretty down through there. And then this come along. So.
Yeah.
And where they was working wasn't where it broke. That was the funny part of it. I thought, I don't know. See, they were working on it way up on the other end. And we went down there the day before. We went down on Friday. Yeah, I looked at it. And it was breaching it down there in five or six places down there then. Mm-hmm. Well, they'd give up then. Mm-hmm. But then about a mile and a half so on down the road, they said, it's where it broke.
Pretty scary. Happened too soon again.
Well, you always figure one thing. The human race has never been able to beat it, old Mother Nature yet.
She wins,
don't she? Every time. if she's gonna do something, she does it, and she did.
Yeah. So the guys out Road and Bridge are pretty much just staying away at this point, aren't they?
No, they got, yeah, but they've been working.
I mean, on where the flood water is.
Oh, yeah, they know what they could do.
Try and keep the signs from being stolen.
Keep everything going, but, you know, you kind of wonder about it. And I think, well, okay, everything will get going one of these days, I guess. So.
Do you remember how the FEMA and SEMA funding works? If there's so much loss in the county, then we can start collecting some money.
Right.
Is that the way it works?
Right, there is. And we've got to keep track of everything and the cost of everything and all this and that, which Dillon does all the time. So I don't know how much it had to be before they called it an emergency.
I bet it's in the $50,000 range of that you might get funding. I don't know where I'm pulling that number off.
That would be guess. Yes.
That's a guess. Well, like you said, we'll know a whole lot more when the water goes down.
When you know what you're going to do, because they don't, I don't think they know what you're going to do now yet. We have a lot of it, and it's just terrible how bad it looks.
So did MFA notify you that they were emptying their ammonia tanks down there around south of Old Franklin?
They did it all.
They did it. Okay. I knew they would, but I bet they were a little shocked that they had to do it so soon.
Well, I'm sure they were, you know, but I think...
Can you explain what we're talking about? This kind of inside
story. And Hydro's plant down there, it's right there on 87, right next to the gas lines, right up from them. But yeah, and I think one of the boys, I think that works for him, it's Danny was telling me that the water was up to the bottom of big tanks. But that's all the further is, it's not bad, but them tanks will still be full of water too.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if all the things that engineer said would prevent the tanks from taking off.
Well,
whether he was right or not, won't it be?
Well, they've got them. They've got them anchored down.
Yeah.
It's in the writing. They said they'd take care of all of it. They did. They moved all them stuff out there, and you know what they can move out. I don't know. I don't know what they do to the scales. Do you?
I don't guess anybody was needing any of the anhydrous out of the tanks. So.
they probably may have filled them on the little tanks all up too.
I see. Is Cambridge Bend up here held on the other side of the bridge?
No.
You know, it went too. So is the railroad line closed or not?
No.
Railroad's still holding.
Railroad bridge still. This one broke up here, right across the river you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that broke first.
Okay.
And I come down here one morning, I said, oh, I believe that broke. Well, you go down by there now, you can get down there and you can see the water. And hear it running over that levee over there, on top of it. But they're still...
But what about further up the road where it came through in 93 and it washed out the railroad?
No.
That's holding.
They put tons and tons of rock up there.
So that's all good there.
Yeah, I guess. So it's, they're still running trains through.
Yeah, then it's holding.
Yeah.
So let's see, talking about what else has been going on, you had all the district commissioners here in March. How did that go?
It went well.
Good.
It was good. It really went well.
So it's like maybe 20 counties, all the commissioners came here?
Yeah, well, there's some of them like you and I, it's too far and they don't go. You always got some, but we had a nice crowd. We had down here at the Pizzeria.
Okay. Filled them up with McMillan pizzas.
They filled it up with pizza down there, and them guys all liked it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
And you know, we went down to, I call it American Rec down there, I don't know what they call it now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we toured.
Okay.
And them guys were all fascinated about what they were doing in that thing, and I thought, well, it wasn't a big place, and it's just kind of, but that took a little while, about an hour, which is long enough, you know.
Yeah.
They make a lot of different stuff in there. I never did. That's the first time I've been in there.
Well, it's a story of a factory that shouldn't have made it.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
But the employees were determined to keep it open, and somebody at the top was determined to keep it open, and they figured out a way to keep producing stuff.
Well, they make different stuff there.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I thought, what the devil are they doing? But they make a lot of stuff in there.
Maybe 30 employees, 20 to 30?
I don't know. Don't put down for 30. I thought she said 60.
Really? Wow.
I don't know that. Yeah, I'm just thinking that's what she said. And it must have been so long, but I never forgot. But,
they just have a day shift, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But then she hires school kids out there,
really?
Too.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And I think they...
High schoolers?
Yeah, okay. Packing and stuff like that.
Excellent.
They've done a good job. They do a good job.
That would make for a fascinating tour then.
Yeah, it was nice. It couldn't have been no better. She's as good as she could be. But it was a nice meeting.
That's great. Now, I figured you probably went to Phoenix or
well, we were
Mines
going to,
or
you
something.
Know, and then I told Richard, I said, you know, the way this weather is, and there's a lot of walking down there, and it's all in gravel and stuff, and it might be mud. So we decided, well, we thought, I said, well, give me a thing, I'll ask, what's going down here? Well, yes, she was tickled to death.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it came out fast.
Yeah.
Good.
Has anything happened at the Keller Building with the elevator situation?
No.
Okay.
Not a thing. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
They didn't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't get any money for it to try to get it, but we'd like to.
So in other words, you all asked for a grant, but nothing came through.
Yeah, they closed it all up.
Gotcha.
They closed that up.
Well, it's something you can keep trying, you know.
Well, that's what he said. He said, well, we just keep waiting and looking. Mm-hmm. I said, well, that's good. That's what we need to do, is kind of wait and look, see what we got going on.
Right.
But yeah, no, other than that, the Keller Building is doing good. It's
right full,
I
almost,
think we've
isn't
only
it?
Got
probably one or two places.
Two or three places left. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Yeah.
To rent out. Mm-hmm. But really, people, it's crazy not to rent it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Right.
All you got to do is go to work and get out and go home and get out and come back to work.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want furnished, no electric, no gas. I mean, nothing. It's all in the rent.
Mm-hmm. And it's
dollar square foot.
Yeah. No, it's a bargain. There's no reason why it shouldn't be full.
Yeah.
Other than just not enough people to fill it.
Well,
we figured that out.
They
though.
Keep coming and going, though.
Right.
They do that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of them in there.
Switching over to what's been going on down at law enforcement. Have any idea what the jail count is, whether it's up or down or holding? Or?
Well, one time it's down, the next time it's full.
Okay.
It's kind of up and down, and up and down. Things see a situation down there. But yeah, we got some work that we got to get done down there. But
Have you had to ship any prisoners out to other jails?
I think he's had some out. The women he's had, I think, sent over once or twice.
Yeah.
And I think he had a man, a woman down there. There's usually quite a few women in there anymore.
Yeah.
Seems like to me. Mm-hmm. I see them when they come up and go to court. I'm like, man, there's a lot of women in there anymore.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, it's nothing, no different than it was when you was there, really.
Yeah. What about, I think they did some work on the showers, or they're going to?
No, we're wanting to, but we can't get it done to fall.
I see. But you got a plan anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that. We got some bids and stuff on it, and all that stuff. And we haven't got through painting the courthouse. When do you paint?
Mm-hmm.
the way the weather is. No, she just got to keep holding off and holding off.
Think you got somebody lined up to do the painting?
Same guy.
Okay, good.
He's thick and thick, he'll do it. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he and his dad are working together now on house repairs and stuff. And I expect his dad will probably work with him on the painting. Since it's not 90 foot up.
Yeah, I was going to say that question. You know, but yeah, well, you can't get a lift and run around in there anyway.
Right.
It's so wet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to have that.
Yeah. So. Well, maybe it'll get to be November again.
Yeah, you might be right. What would that happen? The way it's going.
No, Micah did a good job. I'm glad he's
done good. It looks nice up here. Mm-hmm. All the time. And I'm thinking, everything looks pretty good. Everything looks to be running pretty good. So I guess we're doing pretty good.
Is Mike down any on numbers for jailers and
he's
deputies?
Down. You know that.
Down. Yeah.
But I think he's up.
Okay.
He may be up now. Mm-hmm.
Good.
He's up, he's down, up and down.
What about vehicles? Are they holding together for him? Any more deer collisions or anything?
We keep telling him to put that old Crown Vic and throw it to the junk hauler. Okay. Every time he gets it fixed, it breaks down again on him and everything. But I think he's got it going again now.
Good.
But no, he's otherwise he's got them Tahoes, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they're all doing pretty good.
So back to Road and Bridge. Everybody's favorite baby.
Hey, that's her.
How many bids came in on putting up the new shed? Just one. And who was that?
Some boy over in New Franklin. I can't think.
Okay.
It's his name.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't want to come either. What do they call themselves? Mid-City River? I don't know.
Some kind of construction. I can't remember what it is either.
But there was one came in.
Yeah.
And it looked reasonable, so you took it.
Well, we haven't done anything yet, but we're holding off on account of the prevailing wage thing. See, they was going to change that thing. Some, and he's supposed to let us know when it's happening. That's why we haven't done anything
yet.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we will. Mm. We did get a new trailer.
So, the legislature may have been doing some changes with prevailing wage. Is that what you're saying?
Well, this old boy from prevailing wage, Aaron Richard, told me that he said they were going to do some changes and to wait till then.
Okay.
Because we called down and see what it's going to cost, you know, prevailing wage wise. Because there was no way we were going to get out of it.
So you've got a construction person and you got the materials in, so...
All the materials are supposed to be there.
Just see what's going on with prevailing wage and it'll start happening, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it'll probably fall.
Yeah.
I've looked for that, but it may be quicker if you don't...
Yeah, and they'll do the cement work, too, I guess.
Huh?
There's going to be some cement work, and I guess they'll do that,
Oh, yeah,
too.
A lot of cement work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many tons... How many yards of cement? Well, it was a lot.
I don't recall either. What was the actual cost of the building? Was that maybe $46,000?
$46,000, I think, was the actual cost of the building.
Yeah.
Is
it all a ballpark figure of what putting it up might cost? I would guess another $60,000 at least.
I think around $64,000 or $65,000, I think. Now, I'm guessing now.
Right, and things are going to change on that, depending on labor costs.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Right.
It's kind of like everything else we got going. You don't know until you get stuck into it.
Right. So, other than the roads that are underwater, how are the rest of the county roads looking?
Not too bad. They're not too bad. They're not too good either because they've been wet. You can't do nothing with them unless you got a mud hole. And we've hauled, I don't know how much rock.
So more than a year ago, you
think? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Well, yeah, last year we were dry.
Well, I bet you we probably already hauled over half our budget.
Mm-hmm. Because we had, about 12 inches of rain in May, I think.
We had a ton of it. I don't know how much we had, but we had a bunch of it, you know.
All winter was wet.
I told Dylan, I said, you better slow up on that rock, boy. I said, your budget's just cutting it down.
Of course, you say you've already gone through half the rock budget. We're halfway through the year.
Well, June is, not really.
June is month six.
Oh, we got it January, February, April, and May. See, you really just got 4 months of it.
No, May is five.
Yeah.
We're entering month six.
Yeah,
we're doing more rock than usual.
We've done more. And we got a new trailer.
Yeah.
Another trailer.
Okay.
Another mule. Mm-hmm. So I told him I just...
What do you mean by a mule?
That's a belly dump trailer.
Oh, so we got two belly dump trailers now? Mm-hmm. Wow. And how many straight trucks that carry you?
Two.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I'll see on that. The good thing about that belly dump trailer is you get printed two regular trucks on one.
Right.
So they can haul a lot more. Mm-hmm. And we got two trailers, I mean tractors, so got something to pull them with.
Well, that's quite a deal. It'll get a lot more rock out, but then that'll make a bigger hole in the rock budget.
I hope they. All we might make.
Have you started mowing yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Started on this side.
On the west side of the county.
I was thinking the other day, I said, why did they start over in West County? Hell, West County, most of it's down in the water. Or, you know, think, well, what's he doing? He would probably be better if he started over there, but that's fine.
Well, last year was the east side that started.
Yeah.
So
you take turns, the east side, west side. Yeah. So it's...
Speaking of water over roads, I hear a lot of thunder out there right now.
I keep hearing it too. I didn't think it don't look that bad out there.
No, because it's coming out of the northeast, not out of the southwest.
Okay, I guess we'll just take what we get.
Yeah. There been any accidents on Howard County roads? I haven't heard of any.
No, I don't think so. Not that I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty rare, really.
I've heard a lot of talk about it. They've been running in the ditch going out at Double E, you know. They go W and go out Double E, and then you have crooked idiots.
Yeah.
So, but a few of them hit the ditches over there. So
yeah, because everybody's in a hurry to get to work in Columbia. Yeah, they're not used to the road.
And you know how crooked that road is.
Yeah.
That road is crooked.
But that's not our problem. That's a state road.
That's exactly right.
They're going to have to put some bumpers up on some of those curves, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know. I told a woman called me the other day about it. We go mow grass. I said, yes, ma'am, we're mowing grass. Well, are you going to mow it on my road? I said, well, where do you live? I said, do you live next to Blacktop Road? Yeah, I live on Blacktop Road. I said, oh, that's state. We don't do them. Oh, my.
Got off the hook with her real quick.
She didn't have to bother her. Well, it's good. At least they find out where they're at.
Right. I ran into Turtle, Howard Morris, or Harold Morris, the other day down at John Deere, Glasgow Equipment. He said they're working on the Clodbuster. Have they got
to go
with it? It's working now, you think?
They think it is, but they can't get out to check it.
Right.
It's too wet.
So it seems to be getting enough hydraulic fluid.
Yeah, they got enough fluid down to get it going.
Mm-hmm. But it's hard to get things dry enough to be pulling a bunch of gravel and clods up at the same.
I told Watch Girl, I said, we sure didn't spend a lot of money for that little cheap thing we thought we had.
Right. Well, explain how that works, what it'll do.
Well, that's what it put all their grass and stuff up, and it just kicks it out, and then the grass, you can't see it. Mm-hmm. And what she does, it works. You know, it worked before,
yeah,
but not real good.
Right. So you'll go down one side of the road with your grader.
They'll push it all to the middle.
And then the other side, and there'll be this big pile of grass and gravel in the center.
Yeah.
And the Clodbuster will chew it all up.
Chews it up.
So you don't have to chase it back off the sides of the road and make a problem. I'm excited about it. I think it'll really...
Me too. I think it'll be fine myself.
Over time, it's going to do a great job.
You go down one side of the road, mm-hmm. you go down the other side of the road, push everything to the middle, then you can take it and go down the road. You're not going to be able to go 100 miles an hour like probably someone would like to.
No, it'll take several years
to
cover all the roads. Yeah. But overall, it'll mean better ditches, better crown in the road.
See, because you can put more... You can put your ditch out there, and then you don't have to worry about running that damn gravel over them.
It'll widen the roads.
That's what I was after.
Yep. You know, it's not going to be perfect in every spot.
Oh, no.
But it's going to do a lot for a lot of miles.
It works good as long as it's dry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If it's dry, it's all right. But if it's not, it's not.
It's not a mud buster. Mm-mm. It's a clodbuster.
No, it ain't really like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's not, it ought to be all right.
Any new faces out of Road and Bridge? Mike Roman's
Mike
been there
Roman's
since last
got out
summer.
There. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, Mike's out there.
He's fitting in good. I know he is.
Oh, he's good. He's good. And he tell you, he's working all. He's there all the time.
Does he drive one of the big belly dump trucks most of the time?
He's been driving one of them. Okay. I know that. Mm-hmm. Michael used to, but he's kind of hanging around with Dylan a little more.
Okay.
Anymore, because I guess he'll probably take that over if Dylan mm-hmm. goes out. I don't know that.
Knock on wood. Let's hope so. He'd be a good one.
I think he would be too. Because he can run anything.
Dylan will be retiring in about 2 years, maybe.
I don't know how much longer he's got, mm-hmm. but, you know, that's the job. You don't pick nothing up in just a month. You right. It takes a long time to pick all that stuff up.
Yep.
With your tubes and rail cars and all that other junk, you know.
Dylan knows every inch of every road in Howard County.
Well, he's been here for 30-some years. I don't know. I mean, God, I can remember mine, but I can't remember them over there.
Yeah. And how is the whole equipment holding up?
Good.
Good deal. Good. Again, knock on wood.
Well, we're wanting to buy a new tractor. Get rid of that red one.
Okay.
So that's our next gimme game. Well, we're going to have to get a new dump truck one of these days, because that one's going to shoot us wide one of these days for sure. But you're talking, if you order one now, you might get it the first year on a truck. Mm-hmm. So
tractor probably be, what, $120,000?
No.
No, not that high?
No, it was, I don't know, we got bids over there.
Okay.
And we're running between the John Deere and the International, you know, mm-hmm. Case International. Prices, one John Deere, but it was and the International test prices was the best set, I guess. So we had to bring out, get another John Deere to get us on up to see where we was at.
Well, the red one we have now is what? Is it a Massey?
No, it's Case International.
Case International, okay. So you will consider another International, just hopefully it won't be as bad as the last one.
Oh, this year's been a problem. It's a problem. It definitely has been. I'm sure it'd be better.
And the pickups are all holding up that the guys use to cruise around in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've taken one. Remember that ton we bought it with gas?
Yep.
It didn't have enough hoss to take care of the plow and stuff. So we traded that. Going to trade that back in and get a new one with a diesel in it to get more horses. But man, them trucks make a difference in the snow.
And y'all had some heavy snow to push this year.
And they kept up a high one.
Yeah.
It was too heavy, they couldn't push it too good over that truck because it would slide off of the damn reins.
What a mess.
So, but oh yeah, you always have a problem with something.
Yeah. So let's see, people have been complaining about not getting the mowing done on the state roads. And you said, shove it, those aren't our roads. Any other complaints you had to deal with?
No, you know.
People been quiet?
And here lately, since this flood stuff, it's been terrible quiet.
Yeah. You know what it is? They're also busy mowing their lawns. They don't have time to complain.
It's good. So all the farmers were busy sandbagging and stuff, you know.
Yeah. How's the sales tax holding up?
Last month was good.
It was good again? Yeah.
Now the month before it was down then, but it's up then. Other part would be down just last month.
Yeah.
May. Since this flood and stuff, that's my guess.
Yeah. Well, maybe people won't be shopping in Boonville as much. They'll spend more money here in Howard
County. It's a long way to go around to there now.
Yes. But I don't know if Snotty's will open again or not. That'd be kind of a knock on sales tax.
Somebody said they said if it got in the store, they wasn't going to open again.
I can see it happening. Not opening again.
Well, that's what I hear. Somebody told me that, and somebody told me that the filling station down there wasn't going to open up again either.
Grow Johns. Wow.
Now, that's hearsay.
Right.
But I don't know nothing about it. I just, somebody told me about it.
Well, that'll be a knock in sales tax if Snotty's goes out.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I always go to get my winter boots and my shoes.
I told Wichita, I said, well, they can't go out of business. I said, that's some bucks been Snotty's down there since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. But they're not getting to be any younger either. No, they're sprouts.
Them guys are not young. So I don't know what they're going to do.
What are Raymond's projects down at the Keller Building? Probably just mowing lawn. And did you ever get the floor cleaner in yet?
Oh, yeah.
How's that working?
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good. Raymond's a mess thing.
Hmm.
He said it does a good job and everything. Yeah, we got that.
And what all does that machine do?
It cleans all the floors down there. Mm-hmm. you know, polishes, cleans them all down there, and he don't have to worry about trying to mop them suckers all night.
So instead of hand mopping, he walks behind this machine.
Yeah.
That puts water out, sucks the water back up.
Takes it back up.
Gets it all clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got the brush on it, brushes up.
How long has he had that? A couple months?
Well, I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. Any other projects he's working on down there? I think the building's in pretty good shape, isn't it?
Yeah. Normally.
It's keeping water out of the basement?
So far.
Okay.
So far. Mm-hmm. We're trying to, you're always trying to figure out how to save a nickel, you know, so. Yeah. That's not bad. Ain't nothing been good. There hasn't been too much going on, really. Yeah.
And the new clerk's learning her stuff, hasn't he?
I suppose.
Made any big screw-ups yet, huh?
No, not yet. Anyway, not any that I heard about yet, anyway. So, well, she got the other two girls at her. Mm-hmm. That makes a world of difference. You got somebody that's been here as long as them two girls have been.
Right.
And they do a good job, so it's nice.
Nothing has been concluded on the coroner lawsuit, has it? It's all back up in the air, isn't it? What's your understanding on that?
Well, I don't know. He took the appellate court, and I don't know. I don't know what I've ever heard when he ever happened.
From what I read in the newspapers, it's all back to being just total confusion and no telling how it's going to end.
That's what I'm figuring it's going to be.
No, I thought it was all settled at the appellate court, too, at one point. And then instead, the judge there just said, no, we're going to send it back to the Howard County Courts.
Yeah, well, that always makes it wonderful, you know.
Yeah. Nobody wants to make decisions.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's how that goes. I don't know. He was up there the other day, I think.
And Conroe and John Meyer are getting all their farming done, despite the rain?
No, you know, Conroe has corn planted, but he got his corn. Got into his corn, you know.
The flooding?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, they got the big rains and stuff.
Down there in Fellowship Bottoms? Fellowship Bottoms?
I would bet, wherever he's at. Huh. I just have to laugh at him.
Yeah.
I keep telling him every day, I went in the other day, I just took going over the corn went down, beans went down. I told him, I said, man, good to see that corn beans going up like it's going up. And then, you know, that rent going up.
Well, they were going up, and then the president said, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico, and they're our number one corn purchaser. So back down, the prices went.
Well, they're going up again now.
I hope so.
So, you know.
Well, it should be. The corn's all getting flooded out.
I really tell you, I think if he get the tariffs all straightened out and everything, the farmer will be a lot better off, I believe.
I hope so.
I do, too. I hope they will.
Otherwise, it's a lot of jacking around.
Oh, man, I hope to ask all this.
Yeah.
They don't seem none of them want to get along anyway, so.
I don't guess there have been any tank cars put in this spring. Tank car bridges have there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
one put in, but I don't remember where that was at.
Okay.
That's the one we yarded, you know, they dumped out last winter.
Yeah, okay, so just now getting that one.
Just got the ground, it was dry enough.
So last year we put in five or six, and this year maybe we won't get any in.
Well, that could be true.
Yeah.
But they've been putting in a lot of new pipes, too.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been following the national news. Several states have been suing the drug companies over the opioid crime. Problems, and it made me think back of those lawyers that came up and wanted us to get in a lawsuit and sue the drug companies, and we both know who's really going to make money on this deal, and it's going to be the lawyers.
That's exactly what's going to, you know. They got to stop that from the border down there before they worry about the opioids or otherwise.
Yeah.
That's where most of it is, so I don't know.
Has there been any discussion of what this law on letting CAFOs go anywhere in the state, what that does to our ordinance?
Well, you know what it's going to do to it. I said, that's the most uncommon thing. But see, they passed it. Missouri, the senators passed it.
Mm-hmm. I think half of them didn't even vote on it. they didn't want to have to put their name out there as to which way they're going to go on it. I think it was 16 senators just said, pass me by, I'm not going to vote on it.
Well, I told Conroe, I said, well, hell, we just must shut the doors here. You know, if they're going to do what they're going to take over what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
To me, that's not right. And you know damn well that the capos that got a hold of some of them guys down there, now they pushed you through.
Yeah, quite a deal. Well, I just hope one of them doesn't go in next to my house. But I really don't want to go in the next to anybody's house.
I told Conroe, I said, we did all we could do. I said, I don't know. Yeah, it's best.
Well, I miss a lot about the job, but mainly what I miss is working with you and Richard and Road and Bridge guys. It was a lot of fun. But at the same time, there's a lot I don't miss, Howard.
I understand that.
And I'm really enjoying the farming.
It ain't getting, it's not getting any better. Paperwork wise.
Yeah.
It's just more and more all the time.
A couple of times I've thought about coming up and talking to all three of you, and I just think, you guys are busy. You got better things to do. I'll just grab Howard some night in his living room and
just talk. Hell, come on up. We're not that busy.
Yeah.
We all got something going, but I don't know. It's just different. You know, it seems, well, it all is the same as it always was, other than some things. But you always got change.
Yeah. There's just a lot of projects on hold.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because, you know, well, you know, this summer is pretty well shot because by the time you get by and go and get all this done and this done and this thing, you got to go with FEMA and SEMA and all this other stuff. Well, you're just tied up to the wind.
And it's got to stop raining.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
But I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Right. Well, Howard, thanks for taking this time with me. And folks appreciate hearing what's going on with the county.
We're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good.
I think so, too. Okay, well, we'll catch you another time.
Okay. Next year's election year, you know.
There you go. If you enjoyed this session of Let's Get to Talking, encourage friends out of the range of our low-power station to catch us online. Just Google Samstroop SoundCloud, and the newest and oldest sessions will pop up. If you, like me, have a long day of being focused on my work and life, it's a great day's end to get my mind bent a bit around the life beat of the folks around me. This is Sam Stroop. Catch you next week. Let's get to talking.